Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, buddy, it's back.
What's going on?
Well, maybe not the actual people responsible, but a situation that had us all gripped with fear a few years ago. And there's a problem here past the actual crime allegedly committed.
Mm.
Because, Tommy, two things can be true.
Yeah.
There should be punishment for a crime.
Mm.
It shouldn't be anywhere close to what some people are demanding right now.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from the town of Greece. Police were called Monday evening for reports of shots fired from a vehicle in the English Road area Affinity. It was just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But these bullets, these were not bullets being fired. They were pellets.
Okay.
Someone was shooting pellets out of a pellet gun.
But they were shooting them at moving cars?
Out of a car. People that were standing on the side.
Okay, does it shoot and be all right.
You got it. Yeah. Am I the only one having flashbacks to the summer of BBs?
I was like, yeah.
490 shooter?
Oh, yeah.
Taking out people's windows? That person was never caught, Tommy.
No, they have not.
Could they be back?
Are these? This could be their kids.
It actually could.
Could be. Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
The folks arrested for this crime would have been like six, seven years old at the time. Authorities arrested five teenagers. 14 and 15 years old, after they tried to flee on foot when the vehicle was located. All of the kids, Greece residents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two people that they know were hit by pellets, they're okay. Police say they had minor welts that did not require medical attention. As far as the teenagers go, they were each charged with two counts of reckless endangerment, and then they were released to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They will all have family court dates coming up.
Yeah, they're kids.
Now, Greece police believe there could be additional victims, and they are asking people who think they may have been hit by these pellets to reach out to the police department so they can continue the investigation.
I'm thinking, if you're not sure if you were hit by one, maybe just sit this one out.
Well, you would know.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
If they think they were involved.
Possibly.
Like, I would hope you would know whether or not you were hit by a pellet.
I don't know how I got this welt on my ass.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the problem.
Mm.
There are a lot of people right now, and if you jump on social media, you'll find them immediately, who do not like the punishment these kids are potentially facing. They think it's too soft.
So they want more.
Well, they're minors. They say the
14, 15, right?
The charges, 14, 15 years old. These people are saying the charges are not severe enough. They are arguing that the kids just getting handed back to their parents is unacceptable, and that by doing this, police are encouraging more crime. Because what punishment are the kids facing? They can just go out and... And now I will ask this question up front. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With these kids in a car allegedly firing a pellet gun at people on the side of the road, now facing charges for reckless endangerment, does the punishment, the charge, fit the crime they allegedly committed?
So they're going to go to juvenile court, basically.
Family court, yes.
I don't know what else you could do with them. I mean, and in the end, it's just... jackassery.
Oh, is that what it is? Because jackassery is all fun and games till it's not, buddy.
Till you got a welt on your ass. Buddy.
Or take an eye out.
Take an eye out.
Break skin.
Could lose an eye with that thing.
You could break skin and get a really nasty infection.
You're going to put an eye out. I think it's jackassery. I mean, it's bad, but it's not, like you said, it's not the worst. Every guy has done something.
Even the kids that did it. Yeah.
The softest kid did something.
Kimmy, does the punishment fit the alleged crime?
I don't know what more you want. I mean, I remember kids doing this growing up, and maybe they weren't shooting out of the car, but they were shooting at the cars. And they'll still brag about that story today. I don't know why this is any different from what they did.
So what's the difference between that crime,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then a kid chucking a snowball at a moving car and hitting a windshield, which will scare the living crap out of you.
Okay.
What's the difference? I mean, because look, that to me is more dangerous because that
it
guy,
could happen to me.
Yeah.
You're such a bitch. You're such a bitch.
Hey, you could lose control of your car and kill somebody.
Has anyone thought about me? What about Tommy Boulay? What about Tommy Boulay here?
What about my vehicle? But what's worse?
I mean, I would put them on equal footing.
Right. But so to that point, do you want them tried equally?
I mean, if you charge kids with reckless endangerment for throwing ice or snowballs at cars that are driving, yeah, I'd be okay with that too.
Okay.
No? I mean, is that? Do you think that's wrong?
I guess, but I wouldn't put it anything above that. You know, okay. I mean, that to me would be the line. So, I mean, I don't want to ruin a kid's life. I don't want this to carry on forever for these kids. You know, I don't want it to get out of juvenile court.
Okay.
Because that's sealed.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Under 17. Yeah. You know, as long as it's not like, you know. Right. So we're in a weird spot here with this story. Because it sure feels like this is one of those nuanced situations. It's not black and white. There's shades of gray in between.
Mm.
But that's not going to happen because folks have decided to pick a side.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, you think, again, that this is no big deal.
I don't think it's no big deal, but it ain't the biggest deal.
All right. The argument from people who saw this story and are on the other side are saying just because someone wasn't severely hurt doesn't mean that it couldn't have happened.
Right.
And jackassing around in the car calls for more severe charges. I think it's okay to say there should be a legitimate punishment, just not the extreme stuff that people are screaming
for. I agree.
And I'm with you. This is not a big deal as the people that are freaking out are making this out to be. It's not good.
No.
You don't want this to happen.
No.
But the cops dealt with it. The kids are going to go to court.
Right. So what else you want?
Right? I mean, let's not pretend that this is some major issue with long-term consequences more than a teenage hijink story. Because to your point and to Kimmy's point,
yeah.
Who among you calling for more consequences for these kids, if the allegations are true, can't say you didn't do some sort of similar jackassery yeah. back in the day.
Or some danger, thing that could have gone wrong.
Or mm-hmm. your yeah. kids weren't a part of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, and it doesn't make it right, but let's not go overboard here.
And I think that's the point. Don't ruin a kid's life. Don't ruin a kid's future.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Let him do that on his own.
Eventually.
When he gets married. There's a chick waiting to ruin his life. Relax.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she waiting.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. What do you got for us?
So, the whole situation, 20, 30 years ago, the kids would have been sent home to their parents. They would have been punished by their parents
beaten.
Worse than they could be by the cops.
Okay.
When I was a kid. Now, you got kids stealing cars, and they're still being sent home to their parents. So in my opinion, this is nothing compared to how bad it could have been. But what they're going to be facing is going to be more embarrassing to their friends in school and all their other peers that they got arrested for doing something stupid. Nobody's going to want to be their friends anymore.
All right. I mean, there's a lot going on there. But I do want to go back to something you said before, the idea that you were punished worse by your parents back in the day than these kids would be. I mean, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Right, Jennifer? Like, you know, you see stories like this, and we all have a tendency to think, like, I know what that kid's like. I know what their parents are like. I know what the situation's going to be. You don't know how these parents react when these kids get home. I mean, they could be facing the same kind of punishment we were when we were kids.
Right.
All right.
All right,
Jennifer, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, because it didn't end jackassing. Like, this has been going on since I can remember, and every generation does it. So this, well, the parents will deal with it. Did they?
I mean, they may have, but like you said, didn't stop them moving forward.
Next batch of jackasses showed up.
And I never stopped jackassing. Like, there was never a lesson I learned or something my parents
said
to me.
Your dad was
like,
a cop.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the lesson I learned was don't get caught.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. that was it. And I'm not trying to sell like some tough guy dick. Like,
no, but every kid got into something, man.
And it's hard to understand the consequences as a child, even when the consequences exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Lord Vapor 420 writes.
Oh, he's got to have something.
He says, yes, it's messed up, but we used paintball guns and did this. I'm not saying it was right and the fear we put into people, but the fear is someone with a real gun shoots back and kills them. I mean, that's the other thing. I'm not saying this is totally fine.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying, like, oh, let the kids go. They're just being kids. It's just there is a middle ground somewhere in here.
You got to be the adult in a room.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this story that has taken Rochester social media by storm. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Let me give you the recap again real
sure.
quick. Five teens, 14 and 15, have been arrested after police say they were driving in a car around Greece, the English Road area, and firing a pellet gun out the window at people. Two people they know were hit. Those people, just a couple of welts. They're going to be fine. But the teens were arrested. They were charged with two counts of reckless endangerment each, Greece police believe there may be other people that were hit. They're asking for them to reach out. But folks online are screaming that the punishment is not enough, that the fact that these kids were just arrested and released back to their parents is encouraging more crime and something more needs to be done. The story on 13 Wham has a comment section. And it is just a tire fire of human misery.
Yeah,
as expected.
Quick sidebar before we go back to the phones.
Yeah.
Why do news stations have comment sections on their website?
Well, thank God they do.
No.
Because it's a place for you to vent.
No, but
I don't know, though. You can only read so much of it before you lose hope in humanity.
But it doesn't. There is no need.
I think it's necessary.
Why?
Because let people get it out.
Yeah, if there's only other places for them to get it out, like everywhere else in the world.
But I want the news to know how I feel.
You think the news is reading that?
Oh, they read it all, buddy. Trust me on it. They trust my opinion.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Deanna. Hey, Deanna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm just wondering, if these kids are 14 and 15, who's driving the cars?
So that's a good question.
One of them self-driving cars. It's really sweet.
There's two potential issues here. One, the investigation is still open, and one of the underage kids was driving the car, and there will eventually be charges for that, Deanna. Or two, there was someone of legal driving age that was driving the car that wasn't there when they found the teenagers.
Okay.
That's concerning.
What do you mean?
If there's an adult, they usually will let everybody know who the adult is. I mean, they do not withhold names for adults.
Well, no, but 16. Well, 16.
I can have a permit at 16.
Yeah, 16 and 7. You can be a licensed driver at 16. Hold on. You can be a licensed driver at 16 and 17 and still be under the age where they're going to release your name. It's everyone under 18. The names don't get released. It's possible, Deanna, they were driving this car.
Or they had an older buddy.
Yeah, but if they were driving the car, the investigation continues. Those charges eventually happen. You can't just if no one was driving the car at the time, there would have to be more stuff done by the police to put those charges on the kids.
Okay.
Great call. Thanks, Deanna.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Fine.
But that's what I mean, though. Like it's we can just talk it out.
Yeah.
But she comes in hot with like this thing ready to go. Like, you know, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do that. No, there is an explanation here.
We don't know. We don't know who's behind the wheel.
Again, like this happened 48 hours ago, right? Like, police work takes
time. They don't
have
all the details yet.
Thank you. For God's
sake. Well, at least they probably do. We don't.
They got to dust for prints. Check out all the Skittles.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So, I'm 53. Me and my buddy, we did the exact same thing in Ontario. 315-er. I was 16. He was 15. And we both used what's called a youthful offender. And we got 80 hours community service.
Okay. So, all right. So let me ask you a question. Having done this before, what are you a functioning member of society at this point, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Don't like that response. Don't like that response at all.
Maybe kind of.
All right, Mike, having gone through this yourself, did you raise kids?
Yes.
Okay. Is the punishment that these kids are facing for the alleged crime okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's like you said, it's jackassery. Your kid's doing kid stuff. Thank God nobody got hurt. We know, and same with us. We were shooting out streetlights. We thought it was cool. Hey, look at us. We got a BB gun. We're driving down the road. Oh, you know.
They didn't do good impressions when they were that age. Yeah. Oh, look at me. I got a gun. Hey, Mike, did you
ask me?
Mike, sons or daughters? What'd you raise?
Both.
Okay, so if your son was brought home by the cops, this exact story here, you having gone through it, what would you as a father have done to punish him?
One, I'm taking all his guns away. He's no longer hunting for at least a year.
Okay.
That's a punishment enough, you know. And then you're grounded for a while. Your license, your car's gone for a little bit. But what else are you going to do? Because they're still going to sneak off and do it with other friends.
I mean,
you take the car away, you can take all that stuff away. We've all been there. We find ways to do stupid stuff.
Okay. All right, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, later.
All right, there you go. Later. No, he's not a functioning member of society. 53 with a later. Later, bro.
I'm out.
There are lots of people, Tommy, with this story, calling for the parents to be punished for what their kids did.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like we see this every time.
It's happening more now, and I have a theory. We told you a story about a month ago of a woman east of us who was arrested because her 12-year-old son was getting in trouble over and over and over and over again. And whatever little town did this, they said it was a last resort. They had no other choice, blah, 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 blah. But since that story hit the news, every time a teenager gets in trouble, they did it down here. Why can't you arrest The parents. Right?
Or hold the parents responsible.
Which is funny. Past the jackassery that we all did when we were kids. For folks our age, Kimmy, the latchkey generation, and for people older than us, the parents of the latchkey generation, this story that we're telling you happened at 4 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah.
If mom or
dad...
The
work day.
Thank you. Mm. What are they supposed to do if they have a 9 to 5? Like, this is not a circumstance where the kids are out at 2 a.m. If you have a job and a teenage kid...
Just an after-school thing, yeah.
You're not going to leave them unsupervised until you get home from work?
Right.
What alternative option is there for a 15, 16, 14-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Right?
It's that self-righteous, I was a great parent. But you weren't. Nobody was.
And, like, that's the other funny part, man.
Well, and you can be a great parent. But
no, but every great parent,
everything.
Still,
yeah.
Things slip. Things get out of your control.
And let's keep in mind, let's say your kid never got in trouble. It doesn't mean they weren't doing things that you never found out.
Right,
yeah,
or around people that were doing things. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in stuff that maybe your kid normally wouldn't do, but I don't know. Every kid finds himself in that situation.
Where were the parents?
Well, like, God bless my mother, right? Like, she had four kids, right? Everything going on with her.
She did all she could,
no,
bro.
But she really did. Like, she was a sweet woman.
She had nothing to work with.
She was a good mother, right? But I don't want to hurt her or anything. The things that I was doing that she and my dad had no idea about.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And all it took for me was to get caught doing one thing, and they would have been the worst parents in the world. And they weren't. They weren't the worst parents in the world.
No, they weren't.
I would argue.
Good people.
I would argue one half of that parental unit, good parents.
Okay.
Good parents.
And I guess we get to choose which parent that was.
I do find it funny having this conversation with Kimmy, however, knowing what a lame-azoid ass she
was. That was very lame.
Lame-o, yeah.
Well, yeah, like, what's the most dangerous situation in high school?
Getting into my dad's snacks when he wasn't home. I knew where those things were hiding.
Always a snack queen.
Oh.
I guess the problem here.
Yeah.
Is when you try and have a conversation, common sense conversation, it makes you sound like you're arguing both sides, which pisses off both sides. The folks that want major punishment hear you as being unconcerned for safety.
That's the foot to the throttle.
The folks who see this just as kids' hijinks, it sounds like to them you're being a narc.
Yeah.
Right? And it's all because we forgot what we did when we were kids and what our kids did while we were raising.
Well, I think it also comes down to moms and dads, too. Because dads did this stuff. Moms, like, my wife has no concept of this and thinks this is this is horrible and that they should be punished because she didn't do it and she didn't have brothers.
Yeah, but she didn't.
So she has no concept of it. So every time she sees this stuff, she goes, well, that's terrible. I'm going, I did it. I knew kids that did this. So it's not of her world.
I get why logically you would think that.
Right.
I understand that.
And she never, you know, she didn't have, I think
but
if you're a woman.
She didn't have, like, friends that, like, snuck out or were places they shouldn't have been, that kind of stuff. Like, even if she wasn't involved, like, she had to know.
To her, that's, like, faded memory.
Okay. I get why you logically would think moms having not lived crazy childhoods.
Right.
Bro, go look at the comments on the news. It's all dudes.
Really?
It's all.
I'm surprised. What happened to dudes, man?
We're self-righteous?
Yeah, but we all did it.
No, but we did, but it was different. It was different back then. I mean, you heard it from the woman that called first, right? She wanted to try and sound cool, and God bless her. I'm open to any idea here. Call the show. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, when I was a kid, my parents, the punishment would have been worse. Well, no.
And it didn't stop anything.
All right, we'll take one more call.
All right.
252-WCMF. You know what this one always is.
The call too far.
252-WCMF. Carmen's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, I don't think it matters what time of day the youth does what he does. If the parent's with him 24-7, well, not 24-7, if the parent raised him right, then he wouldn't be doing anything at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right, buddy.
Right?
All right, Carmen, how old are you, buddy?
56.
56 years old. You grew up in a two-parent household?
Yes.
Okay. What is the dumbest thing you did between the ages of 14 and 18 years old?
Oh, dude, I drove my dad's Jeep when I was 13.
Okay, so
I was driving around.
All right, so your parents didn't raise you right then?
Well, my mother broke her toe kicking me after she found out.
But you still,
what I had done.
But you still did it, Carmen. I mean, look, I get it.
Yeah, I know.
I get the anger, but it is kind of ridiculous. After you come in hard, the first story you tell totally invalidates
your
argument.
A car.
Well, look, I never stole the car again, if that's any consolation.
All right. Well, Carmen, good for you, buddy. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. All right, bye. Come on.
I know.
Come on, people.
Raise them right.
Raise them right. Make me
They'll
better.
They'll never make any bad decisions in their life.
No. I stole a car.
I'm a good person.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is probably not great, even though I know someone in this room is going to have no issue with this.
Oh, Kimmy?
Sexual health is very important.
Yes, it is.
And you should be taking every precaution each time you lay down with someone new.
Beware, Patrick, beware.
Yes, all of those things.
Yeah, I'm saying this, yes.
So with that in mind, the most recognizable name in sexual protection has stepped up their game. And it might be because some folks have turned away from their tried and true product.
So there's a slump in that lump?
You had 5 minutes to think of something.
That's not a lot of time to think about penis jokes.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We in America are using condoms less.
Okay.
So, surprisingly, the biggest drops in condom uses have been in the younger set, Gen Z.
Right.
And in the older set, Gen X and above. The older set, not surprising. You guys were never big on condoms anyway.
No, man, we were the raw dog generation, son.
Kimmy, I am surprised as we ignore everything Tommy says from this point on. Nope. Mm-hmm.
We only burn rubber in our cars.
Kimmy, I am surprised that Gen Z is not using protection
like this. That's the kids coming up.
But is that just because they're not having sex?
No, yeah, you said the sex is down.
This was a poll based on when you have sex. Okay.
Is weird. That is weird, because I know there was a huge push when we were kids, to the point where there was that argument of, should schools have them? Should kids have better access to them at places where they get educated?
I remember the argument of you shouldn't have condoms handed out for free in college, which was always insane
to
me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's have baby college.
Right.
Or chlamydia college.
But you could get all the credit cards you want.
great point, man.
But let me ask you this. So if the kids today are not wearing protection, is it because they figure that these kids aren't as sexually active with multiple partners?
No.
So why be careful?
No, that's not it. The reason they are speculating condom use is down in Gen Z and for people your age and around your age, better birth control technology.
Okay.
Because women just, they used to just have the birth control pill. But right. now there are a world of different options that women can explore to keep themselves from getting pregnant.
Right.
And it seems then we were using condoms when we were using them at a high clip to prevent pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all well and good that you have more options to keep yourself from getting pregnant, but those options don't do anything to help with sexually transmitted diseases.
But are the diseases up?
That I don't know.
Or is it flat?
I do not know about that.
Because if it's not up, it's not really an issue.
Well, look,
but
I mean,
even
if it's
not up,
if it's
flat,
she's probably not getting laid, so you don't have to worry about it. Wait, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I mean, even if it's not up, it's still possible. I mean, that's what they scared the living crap out of you as a kid. Like, if you get gonorrhea, you could die. You know what I mean?
Which you can.
Like, that's no, I know, but they.
You
I'm here.
Okay.
You used condoms because you didn't want to get pregnant, but you also that was the other fear, right? I mean, I don't make our kids just not really that worried about it because they think like, oh, I'll just. Go take a pill and it'll go away.
Could be that. I mean, it is weird to me that this guy in this room, Kimmy, is so nonchalant about condom use being down because I heard from someone in this room that we have such bad VD that we have our own strain of chlamydia.
Oh, the Rochester rat?
Yeah,
oh,
which again, is not true.
The Kodak itch.
In fact, we have lower STD rates in our city than we do, than the majority of American cities do. We found that study a year ago. You just heard someone say something one time.
I heard it on the radio.
You've run with it for 30 years.
On CMF.
Okay. So.
Outlaw radio, baby.
People aren't using condoms as much.
All right.
Stats show that 1 in 5 people at this moment are walking around with a sexually transmitted disease. Let me say that again.
1 in 5.
1 in 5 Americans right now currently have a sexually transmitted.
Well, there are ones that don't show up. Or
then how do you know that they're walking around? If somebody hasn't been tested, that's not even a stat.
Well, no, I mean, it could also just be based on, you know, anonymous poll or testing.
Something like herpes that never goes away.
Yeah, I mean, that is a thing, right? So, with all that being said, Trojan, the condom brand.
Trojan man.
Saw that coming. Has decided to step up. Trojan has released what they are calling the ultimate condom.
Damn.
It is named the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Greatest of all Trojan.
All right.
It is a latex-free lubricated condom, ultra-flex material, soft, strong, odorless, colorless. The mother...
It's not going to be totally odorless. There's going to be some odor when you're done.
It's the mother effer of condom.
All right, so...
Which is interesting because you could have some mothers with it.
Wait, so it just sounds like a condom.
So apparently it's the best...
It's a lube condom.
Yeah, I guess what's the difference between that and just like any other standard?
Condom or any other Trojan.
It's latex-free, which is a big deal for a lot of women.
Yeah, but that's always been an option.
Yes, apparently it's becoming more common. The material, I guess,
thinner?
Is... new. You're going to feel more than you ever have, according to them.
Yeah, you're not even wearing one.
They cost about $1 a condom, which is more expensive than we're used to.
That sounds cheap.
Well, yeah, when you were younger, condoms were like $4 or $5 a piece. They got really low when we were kids.
Right.
So we bring this up
because
the promotion of the Trojan condom is just one of multiple luxury condoms that have all of a sudden showed up on the market.
Wait, there's other brands?
So are you familiar with Skin?
No.
SKYN, they're a condom brand. They have released what they call their Elite line. Part of that is the Supreme Feel condom. They come in a black velvet box, and they go for $10 a piece.
Damn. She better be worth it, bro.
They guarantee
that
it is the best sexual experience you will have with a condom, period, hands down.
But, what kid can afford that? That's got to be more for, grown adults with full-time jobs.
I would agree with you there.
So you're going to have to – so it comes in a box, a velvet box. So I'm going to open it up like a bottle of Crown Royal in front of her?
You got it.
I guess.
Hey, check this out, baby. Huh?
There's also
top shelf.
It's like a flex, I guess. Look at my variety. I don't know.
She thinks she's getting engaged. She opened it up and it's just a rubber.
$10 rubber, though. You better be appreciative.
You're already on your knees, honey.
Why would you put a condom? Okay. There's also a company called PS Condoms.
Where's that going?
They are vegan condoms. They are also super thin.
What's a vegan? All lifestyles.
Yeah. Well, vegan condoms. Yeah. No animal byproducts.
If you're worried about the... the environmental impact.
So what's it made of?
So I know that if you were allergic to latex, your option was lambskin?
Yes.
Okay, but if you're vegan...
So it's a plant-based...
It would have to be. I don't know what it's made out of.
Plant-based...
Condom.
That sounds like it would break.
It goes for $3 a shot. I'm going to guess that because this company still exists, they don't break easy.
But, I mean, in my head...
I know.
If I'm concerned about disease...
Sure.
...and getting somebody knocked up...
Uh-huh.
I want if I'm signing up for protection, I want protection, don't you?
But what if you're vegan? What do you do?
I don't even know what that's it. All right. So
okay, I'm going to ask a
slaughter a lamb. Okay.
Serious question. Serious question.
What?
Vegan people don't eat animals.
Yes.
Okay. They're like nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Like not even like any no animal egg. Products.
Does that yeah. mean animals can't be inside you, period? Because that would be the only need for a vegan condom.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't think that like.
Wait, are you talking about your penis?
No. I mean the condom because like it's going to come back out eventually. Why would the condom need to
well,
be vegan?
Well, I think
vegan?
If you're vegan, yeah. like you buy vegan products. So I mean like they have like vegan leather. They okay. have like, you know what I mean? Like okay. everything in your life gotcha. Is
called
is,
not leather.
Is anti
I'm guessing animal, that person's had a lot of fun to have sex with anyway. But.
Okay.
I don't see her being really open-minded with yeah. some stuff.
Not like Tommy, who's really cool in his quarter-zip yeah. tracksuit.
Man,
destroying.
I got a $10 condom over here. I want to take her for a good run.
Bro, you are human birth control right now.
Yes. You look like you're about to give us a lecture on safe sex.
252 WCMF. Condom use is down in Gen Z and people older than Gen X specifically because millennials had the crap scared out of us.
Yeah.
We will always use condoms apparently when it comes to other stuff. And because of this, it seems condom companies are stepping up their game. Trojan has released their GOAT, greatest of all Trojan, supposed to be super technological. There's a company called Skin that are selling condoms. They're $10 a piece, come in a black velvet bag. This company, we told you, PS, they make vegan condoms that are super thin. Is this going to bring condoms back, Kimmy?
I don't know because I also wonder if younger people aren't using them because they have a fear of like buying them in person.
Is that does that still exist, the anxiety of condom buying?
Because I remember like we were scared to do it. We had like you only need like one friend that was like, I'll do it for everybody. Like, you know, like if I guess I'm thinking like your daughter's growing up in a world where they weren't as
don't do it for that.
They weren't having as many like face to face interaction, like a texting kind
sure,
of
sure.
generation. Maybe they're just a little bit more scared to go do that in person.
Okay, but I'm going to counterpoint that. I mean, look, what's more uncomfortable, buying a condom or going to get a morning after pill or going to do something like that? I
yeah.
mean,
yeah,
if
true.
You're going to give me a choice as a teenager, it
I
is weird though. Even with all the confidence I had for all the stupid stuff I did as a kid, it was
terrifying,
anxiety ridden
yeah.
buying condoms. And I don't know why.
You're worried you're going to like run into somebody there or you're going to see somebody new or
your
even just the judgment.
Friend.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I'm putting down those ones and picking up the magnums. Am I right? Come on, guys. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Sexual Dynamo.
Who's that?
That's Teddy. He's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, I think that is part of the problem with the tire company raising the price because they can't find a use of condom to make the tire.
Okay, Teddy, I know that sounded better in your head than it did coming out of your mouth.
You know why?
Why?
Because all the used condom, they melted, after they melted, they make tire called Goodyear.
I don't even know. I don't want to know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Teddy, when you were a younger man, were you a condom wearer?
Never.
Never one? Have you ever worn one ever in your life?
Ever.
And he's still going strong,
I
man.
Am.
Well, no, he's not even from Indonesia. He just talks like this now because he never wore condoms. Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask any follow-up questions.
I think when you use those ones, you cannot enjoy more. I mean, I enjoy more when you don't have a condom.
Okay, thanks, Teddy. Have a good rest of the day.
These have all condoms. Yep.
Can we go check on Teddy? Yeah. Somebody needs to go check on Teddy. Well, yeah, okay. Of course it feels better. It's just I don't want to deal with the potential consequences because like, the way I looked at it as a kid,
yeah,
right? If you were willing to have sex with me,
mm-hmm.
I needed to wear a condom.
Oh.
Is that a fact? I don't know how you didn't have that
Wait,
mentality,
you
too.
You were more worried about her. You're
well,
saying
yeah.
her
you
because
selfish.
She chose you, that meant she probably made other bad decisions.
Yes, is that an unfair statement?
But you're not a selfish person. You're not.
Okay,
I'm giving you a compliment.
Thank you.
I am a selfish person. Okay. I've always been that way, and I just wanted it to
yeah,
feel
but,
good.
But your selfishness overrides the risk.
Yes, it does.
To you.
I don't. I just figured it was never going to happen.
I mean, but it's but you're okay. I don't know.
Even though it did,
yeah,
multiple times.
But I knew guys that got gonorrhea before I got it, and
no
they
big
just,
deal, man.
But they just took like penicillin or an antibiotic,
it,
and it was done.
What if it was like herpes or something that never went away?
Just shrugs.
I mean, it was fun. I mean, condoms sucked putting them on. They weren't fun.
Okay.
Girls didn't like them.
I think girls just didn't like what was in the condom. But I love the thing, too. They're hard putting on. No, they're not, you
yes,
idiot.
They are.
They're the simplest thing in the world. It rolls, for
God's
sake.
By the way, man, I get rid of the moment. You got to start rolling that thing down. Come
on. Oh, yeah. God forbid she has to stop for a second. Oh, that pleasure you were giving her. No, but no. Please, Tommy, keep going.
I got Zeppelin on the Blaupunks. Come on, man. Let's do this.
CJ writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We had told you about that skin $10, like, ultimate condom.
Yeah. $10.
CJ writes, $10 condom. I'm using that one at least twice.
You know. You, what you do when you're done with it, though, you send it to the tire company. And then they put Goodyear on it.
Brutal.
They melt them down.
Brutal. Hachiroku brings up a good point.
Yeah.
Condom buying anxiety has to be worse than it used to be because condoms are locked up in glass cases in most stores. Who wants to walk up to an associated store and say, hey, I need the cabinet unlocked so I can get my Trojan-ribbed, icy hot monster condoms?
Yeah, he is right. At a lot of those smaller stores, like, you have to ring a bell and it makes a noise and it flashes.
Whore here! Whore here!
Like, I have to do that sometimes to get, like, shampoo out of some of those places.
And you know what? I haven't seen a
condom. Well, that happens once a year.
Yeah,
it does. Tire company.
But, like, I couldn't imagine being like 16, 17, yeah, and having to, like, wave down the woman that works there to come unlock this for me.
So they used to always be behind the counter because it was illegal for me to buy them when I was a kid.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so you could not buy, when I was a little kid, like when I was 15, 16, 17, it was illegal to buy condoms.
That is
underage.
The stupidest law I've ever heard in my life.
Of course it was, but that's why they wanted to put them in schools, because they realized what a mistake it was.
Okay.
That's why all that changed.
Sure.
So, yeah, so they were always like the drugstore behind the counter, same place that had the dirty magazines. So it was like one-stop shopping for your penis. But you always had to get the old, and it was always the old guy that owned the joint. You know what I mean?
Sure. I also wonder, you know what I haven't seen in forever? Well, something that'll solve this problem easy. Condom dispensers. When's the last time you saw a condom dispenser?
So those used to be in nightclubs.
Yeah, I guess we don't go to nightclubs anymore.
Yeah,
maybe they still have them.
By the way, if you're paying cover in a nightclub, you probably don't need that condom dispenser machine.
Yeah, probably.
You definitely don't need that knockoff Polo Blue that's going to spray out of there.
So they used to have, too, in some hotels, emergency sex kits that had condoms and lube in them. Like in
like a little
the
pack,
room.
Like a, yeah. Almost a...
And it was an emergency sex kit.
Oh.
So, you know, you brought her back, you know, you had to get a little action there. Lube up and let's go.
What's a lube for, though? Like, so how much of an emergency is it?
No, because most of those condoms weren't lubed back
then.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So you had to grease it up.
See, that's a world I never knew, Tommy. A world I never knew.
Yeah.
Every condom I had, nice and slippery.
Well, yeah. Thanks to my generation.
That didn't
but are
use
you
them.
Like, I feel like condom technology has come a long, long way since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like, are you, like, curious, though, about how much technology has changed condoms? Because, like, maybe they have made it better to the point where, like, there isn't much of a difference.
Well, I guess they only make them thinner, so it feels like you're not wearing one. Sure. That would be the technology that would sell you on one.
I will say this. I know
that's what they all claim now. I don't know.
I know I'm a sucker to advertising now. I've been married 15 years. I've worn a condom in forever, right? But, like, the packaging looks way cooler than it used to, because it used to just be like a blue
They designed it almost like the Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah. Like, what's in that? What's in there over there? What you got going on? Let's just buy one, open it up, see what it feels like.
All right.
We'll wrap it up with Josh. He's on CMFA.
Always
Josh.
Wrap it up. Always wrap that rascal.
What's up, buddy?
So, when I was younger buying condoms, what I always did to get over the anxiety is
choke on
I
the first one?
Buy the craziest stuff with the condoms.
Okay, for example.
Like what?
So, like, I would buy, like, a box of condoms, a package of tennis balls, some gummy bears, and, like, a lighter. Just to confuse the crap out of the cashier.
I just think you're banging
like,
a clown.
What the heck is this guy doing? But
seriously, folks, we had a lot of fun back there.
I don't know. Like, the anxiety thing, like, I used to have it. Obviously, now I don't. I haven't bought a condom in a long time.
Leia.
I don't think I'd be spending $10 on a condom.
Well, are you with somebody, Josh, or are you out playing the field?
Happily married.
Okay, so there you go. Like, if you're single, all right, how old are you now?
Oh, Jesus. 33.
That's not that old, Josh.
Yeah, you're
Did
young.
Did you forget how old you were?
I don't usually keep track, to be totally honest with you.
Well, yeah, you're getting up there. 33 and all. Yeah. Shut up, Josh. Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, Josh is married. He can't help us. What's most mind-blowing to me, I would think the older you are, like 30 and single, over that, the more likely you'd be on insisting on wearing a condom, because it seems easier to hook up now than it was a decade, two decades ago with the dating app. Single folks are now, you know, Kimmy, there's plenty of women who are now openly fine with, like, hey, casual hookups are okay, where when we were younger, that wasn't a thing that was out in the open.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had to dig under rocks to find girls that were interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I saw those girls.
Look who's talking right now. or don't. Like, I would just think, like, because it seems that older people are more sexually active, my odds of contracting something or leaving something behind would be higher.
Yeah.
But they ain't.
You have, like, this false sense of security, I think, as you get older. Or I don't know why. I don't know why that is.
I survived all this. I'm fine.
And I got chlamydia. All right, let's take a break.
Damn sex bug ain't taking me down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It gets to a point where, like, enough's enough. Like,
what happened?
All this guy does is embarrassing, legitimately. And, yeah, he's been very successful, and the reason why the NFL is the way it is, if you ask him. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been fined $250,000 by the NFL.
Damn.
Did you see what he did on Sunday?
I did not see it.
The Cowboys were playing in the Meadowlands, New York Jets. Mm-hmm. They ended up, you know, kicking the crap out of them. And as the game was finishing, a video shows Jerry Jones flipping the double bird to Jets fans in front of his owner's suite. That is a billionaire man who owns an NFL franchise, double birding the people who paid to put money in his pocket as one of the NFL owners. And if that's not funny enough, his explanation is even funnier.
What?
He gave one. I'm surprised he even gave one.
No, Jerry Jones is always there for a
comment. Oh, he gives it.
Yep. In fact, Jerry Jones, as an NFL owner, has his own scheduled radio appearance that he pays for
on a
local Dallas radio station. Jerry Jones said that the double middle finger was an accident.
Oh, he slipped?
I didn't mean to show them my fingers.
He claimed that he meant to give a double thumbs up to all the Cowboys fans that were
Common
sitting in front
mistake.
Of him. Yes, but he accidentally, I mean, you see clearly.
Yeah. Well, his fingers is broke.
Oh, whoops, 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 whoops. Okay. I think I'm done with Jerry.
Well, why bother with an excuse?
How about giving these billionaires a break?
Thank you. Finally.
Finally, let an old guy with a lot of money give him a break.
The fans heckled me and it got to me.
Okay.
That's all it had to be.
You're a billionaire, man. You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
But even that's a better excuse than, oops, that's not my thumb.
No, you're right. Can we be done with Jerry Jones?
Well, I don't think you can be. He kind of forces himself out there.
He's a great American character, man.
Character is, fine.
I love him.
But he's not a great character. Like, he's one of these guys that keeps falling ass backwards into success and then stands up and goes, look what I did, when he didn't.
What pregame show was I watching? They had him on the pregame show with Jason Garrett, and I'm like, how awkward is this interaction?
So Jason Garrett, now working for Fox, NBC, used to be the head coach of the Cowboys, which he fired.
Yeah. It was the weirdest, like, panel, like, and he's sitting right next to him. I'm like, there's no way these two men like each other.
So for those who don't know, Jerry Jones is the general manager as well as the Cowboys.
And he's always been, right?
Yes, he has. He has been the general manager the entire time. He is the only owner general manager in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. In the time that he has become general manager, after 1996, in 30 years, the Dallas Cowboys have won 5 playoff games.
Yeah, aren't they like below 500 over his ownership?
Very much so. Also,
it's also the richest franchise in history. And everybody, though, like, to your point, that guy wasn't a great coach. Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's now an analyst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony Romo is now.
Jason Witten, who was a tight end for the Cowboys, got
Troy
a
Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
I mean, everybody gets to be the man.
But it's funny here because you're right.
That franchise is just kissed.
But he falls ass backwards into this whole thing, right? Yeah. They have not been out of the first round of the playoff. They have not won a second-round playoff game since 1996.
Wow.
He found the greatest thing that ever happened to him in Jimmy Johnson, head coach, got jealous of him, fired him, and after Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl with Jimmy Johnson's players, they've done nothing. The guy is.
Yeah, he fired Barry Switzer.
Yep.
Fired Jimmy Johnson. Fired Tom Landry.
Fired Tom Landry.
Which was like the biggest thing in Texas at that time was Tom Landry.
You fired Texas Jesus. Well, yeah, I mean, that led to a Super Bowl, so I guess you could say that.
No, but at the time, and it got ugly.
The guy continuously shows up in photos that are wildly inappropriate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he parties.
Yeah, he is currently the subject of a bad sexual stuff lawsuit that a judge recently ruled can go forward when he tried
but
to dismiss
it. But I hear
it's
because of the fingers.
Yeah, it's probably what the mistake was.
He thought he was using his thumbs.
Like, every story about Jerry Jones is a massive embarrassment. A massive embarrassment. And it blows.
He's Yosemite Sam.
He's
human. Say you're a bear's rabbit.
But, like, it blows my mind that there is not something the NFL can do to be like, look, we got to be done with this guy. Because you can't tell me they're happy with all this stuff that he does.
No,
but he's the biggest name of the owners.
Because he just runs his mouth all the time.
But isn't he, like, on every board? Like, he controls everything.
But, again, it's because he runs his mouth all the time. Like, you know, the majority of professional franchise owners, you don't know them.
Yeah, true.
And there's a reason for that.
But, I mean, there have been other owners in the past that do crappy things, right? And they still get to be the owners.
But
it may not
like
be so in your
had.
Face, but I wouldn't look into their history.
Look, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. The point I'm making is when you run a business like the NFL, where it is important that you are on the up and up, and the NFL is all about the up and up. I mean, for God's sakes, NFL players have to have their jerseys tucked in or they get fined. They can't wear a specific color sock. And you let this guy just run around, running his mouth, embarrassing himself over and over again?
Stop him. I don't know what you can say to stop him from being on a radio show or, you know.
But I wonder if the owners, the other owners, these mostly conservative, like a Terry Pegula, his quiet conservative guy that doesn't, he's behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they go, you let him
make a fool of himself.
Take the pressure off of us.
Okay.
Yeah. Like let the attention go down there instead of on us.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
Like, even the commissioner probably loves it because, like, everybody hates the commissioner, but, you know, go over here, man.
In a group of billionaires, one of them's going to be loud and obnoxious.
But, again, you don't have to be. And that's what's mind-blowing is, like, you know, the overwhelming majority of these sports owners, they don't make their money off the team, right? Like, it's an investment for them, right? They make their money doing other things. With the exception of Mark Davis out in Las Vegas, I mean, that's his income. Everyone else has billions of dollars from somewhere else, right? Like, you don't need to be that guy. Mark Cuban.
But he wants to be.
Okay, fine. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I don't know how you tolerate this. Like, as a Sabres fan, we have dealt with some bad ownership in the past. That's infuriating. I don't get, if you're a Cowboys fan, do you love Jerry Jones?
Yeah, I wonder how he's perceived in Dallas. Do they love him because he's like one of us?
Yeah, but he hasn't brought you success, so I'm guessing that's what wears thin more than his personality.
Oh, not only has he not brought you success, his moves have actively prevented your success. Actively prevented, and
that's,
I get that.
That I'm guessing that bothers people more than him being outspoken and obnoxious.
And I get that the Cowboys look good right now, but we've seen this movie before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you traded the best pass rusher of his generation because he hurt your feelings. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Right? They tried to trick Jerry Jones. Do you know the story behind that?
What's that?
All right, for those who are unaware, the report goes that, you know, every NFL player, most NFL players have an agent. Yeah. And you negotiate the deal through the agent. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones called Micah Parsons, the defensive end who is now in Green Bay, into his office for just a random meeting. And in that meeting, started trying to negotiate his contract.
Yeah.
Then set a number and stuck his hand out and shook it. And Jerry Jones claimed that was a deal. And Micah Parsons called his agent and was like, I didn't mean to do this. And the agent was like, did you sign anything? And he was like, no. And that's what led to this whole thing happening. Like, what a piece of crap.
He's also old, right?
Very, very old. Yeah.
He's got to be in his mid-80s.
Let's see.
I mean, he looks like it. And that's even 82. With all the work he's done.
Yeah. 82.
So, I mean.
But here's the problem. Even when he dies, his son takes over the franchise and continues to be general manager.
But his.
I don't know much about his son, though, do you?
His son is. I mean, he
he's got a son
now.
And daughter that are involved.
I mean,
right?
His son's got to be in. How old is his son?
74. Had him when he was 8.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Steinbrenners. Like, it's built into the family.
Exactly. So.
And look how good they are.
Well, they're 2 games away from getting out of this divisional series. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.